On KMOX, sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Joe Pond from the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. On Friday mornings, it's my pleasure to chat with the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. Today, we find him in Minneapolis, where the Cards get ready to open a series with the Twins. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joe.
So you have to start somewhere, right? If you're the Cardinals, you've got 35 games left to play, and picking up a series win over the Brewers is as good a place to start as any, isn't it?
Well, it's the way they did it, too. The way they came back a couple of times in the game, in the middle game in the series, and after losing a rough one on Tuesday where they had the bases loaded, one out, and couldn't get the tying run in, but had a chance to win in the ninth inning, so they put that behind them, but it looked like things were going south in a roller coaster game then on Wednesday, but Nolan Arenado capped off a night with a grand slam and won 10-6. And then yesterday, how about this? The Cardinal pitching allowed two hits in the first inning. Michaelis gave up the only two hits he allowed in the first inning. And then the other hit the Brewers got came in the ninth inning off Ryan Helsley. Just a three-hit day for a really good Milwaukee offense, and the Cardinals put together three runs and shut them out 3-0. So that's a good place to start, but they have to win series. That's got to be the goal as they go to Minnesota, playing a very tough team, tied with Kansas City for second behind Cleveland in the American League Central, and then come back home to play a team that's been streaking in San Diego. But the Cardinals managed to win that series in San Diego the opening week of the season. And when you look up at the teams ahead in the wild card race, they play San Diego and San Francisco yet. And the Cardinals won all three with San Francisco, including the Rickwood game. And they'll play San Francisco the last three. But other than that, the Cardinals have to take care of their business, Joe, by winning series.
And John, I like a lot of what I saw in that series. As you mentioned, you get a couple of big hits off the bench, which the Cardinals were not getting, for a while there. And I, of course, Victor Scott II yesterday with his first career three-hit game. They're getting some of those nice moments offensively.
And that was the thing when Michael Ciani went down with his injury. He was not only contributing with great catch after great catch in the outfield, he was doing things at the bottom of the order to help set up Mason Wynn and Burleson and the others at the top of the order. And that was clicking very, very well. And hopefully Ciani be ready to come back here before too long. But in the meantime, to have Victor Scott II get some confidence at the plate to add to what he can do in the outfield, that's only a big plus.
Andre Pallante tonight. It's also going to be fun to see Sonny Gray come back to Minnesota this weekend.
Sonny Gray will pitch against Pablo Lopez. That's a marquee matchup in the game tomorrow. But the Cardinals are going to face a pitcher named Matthews on Sunday. And Festa tonight, two of the lesser-known names out of the Minnesota pitching staff. But don't let that fool you. Minnesota rolled up some big runs the other night on San Diego. And that's a lineup that can produce and produce quickly, just like the Milwaukee Brewers can. That's why yesterday's game was so impressive, with Miles Michaelis going six, and then they had the big three at the end with Kittredge and then JoJo Romero and Ryan Helsley to cap off a three-hit shutout.
Just like we drew it up. It is a 7:10 first pitch tonight. John, we'll be listening all weekend. Always appreciate the time.
Okay, Joe. Good talking to you.
John Rooney, the voice of the Cardinals, and I'm Joe Pott, KMOX Sports.